The city of Bend is looking at cutting back on its ambitious water surface improvement project, but opponents say they're not satisfied. The council will discuss the new plan at their meeting next Wednesday, but opponents of the plan, including many former city mayors, say they still have problems with it. Former Mayor Alan Bruckner says delaying construction on a water filtration system and abandoning plans for a hydropower facility still maintain the original plan. It just delays it.
I think they need to delay the whole thing, stop spending money. They're spending huge amounts of money designing a project which may change in the future, and they should stop and reassess, listen to some of these people that are really experts in the field that say it's not a good idea.
Bruckner says building a $26 million 10-mile pipeline without a hydro plant at the end would essentially be building a pipeline to nowhere. Governor Kitzhaber signed key health care legislation into law this morning. Senate Bill 1580 establishes new provider groups for the Oregon Health Plan, which serves low-income Oregonians.
This is a historic event for Oregon. It is also a very personally significant event for me. I've spent 25 years of my adult life working on creating a better health care system here in Oregon. The Oregon Health Plan was something that I've helped to create and to improve over the last two decades of my public service. My vision and the vision of the people in this room is that Oregon can and will have a better health care system that actually improves the health of our citizens at a much lower cost.
These coordinated care organizations will emphasize prevention and integrate medical, mental, and dental health care. The governor hopes these coordinated care groups will be up and running by July 1st. Some federal funds are available to Oregon communities hit by a severe winter storm back in January. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is making additional money available to supplement state and local recovery efforts. The winter storm caused flooding, landslides, and mudslides back in middle January. The funds can be used for repair or replacement of facilities, mainly in southwestern Oregon, damaged by that storm. A bill that could keep concealed handgun permit holders from carrying guns on campus fails in the Oregon Senate. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
Senator Jenny Burdick has heard the arguments by gun owners that carrying on campus would help protect students.
But the people who actually work in the schools disagree strongly.
Her bill split the Senate. Senator Jeff Cruz says legal gun owners aren't the problem when it comes to school safety.
Show me one time in the history of this country where a CHL holder has committed a gun crime on a school campus. And the answer is never.
Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Boston Globe is reporting that a Redmond, Oregon man has been convicted in federal court in Boston on wire fraud charges. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Federal officials say the charges are in connection to a $1 million scheme to steal internet access and sell products that allowed others to do the same. Yesterday, the jury convicted 28-year-old Ryan Harris of Redmond in seven counts of wire fraud. From 2003 to 2009, Harris developed and distributed hardware and software tools that allowed his customers to modify their cable modems so they could disguise themselves as paying subscribers and get internet service without paying for it. Each count carries a maximum prison term of 20 years and a fine of up to $250,000. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.
The sentencing for Ryan Harris is scheduled for May 23rd. It is a vital voice for young children who have to navigate the court system in Central Oregon. And if you'd like to support the court-appointed special advocates of Central Oregon, there is a special fundraising event this weekend. CASA Executive Director Pam Fortier says they hope to raise about $20,000 to help the CASA program.
The CASA can make a huge difference for the child because oftentimes we're the one consistent person there for the child. For example, DHS caseworkers may change or attorneys may change, but the CASA is the one constant in that child's life. We had a case just recently that closed, and the CASA had been the advocate for this one child for 16 years. So we become the historian.
The Celebration of Hope event is tomorrow, March 3rd, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Century Center in Bend. Tickets are $25 and include craft beers, wine, small plates, and a chance to buy a unique child art-themed flower sack kitchen towel. The Cascade School of Music will also perform there as well. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.